Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to the house of the Lord. Are you glad to be here today?
Amen.
I got to say, I am. Yeah, I like that. Applause. You know what? It's great to be in the house of the Lord. You know, we live in a free country. Did you notice that?
So far, amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. And it's going to continue. We gave a message a number of weeks ago. Don't stop believing, right? Because God is in control, not only of this nation, but of this world. And it's going to go on His time frame. We're so glad to see some of you back. We have missed you. We're so just welcome you back. We welcome your visitors to the house. We're just blessed to have everybody, those of you joining us online, whether you're traveling or whether you're social distancing, we bless you. We pray, if you're not feeling well, for your continued recovery. We rejoice today and we give thanks because we've been praying for Nick. Nick is Mike Shell's brother and Liz Shell's brother-in-law. He's been in the hospital in Philadelphia needing a heart transplant. He received that this week. I think Friday. Praise the Lord that he received his heart transplant. The surgery was taking place, I think, Friday or Saturday. Of course, he's in intensive care. Continue to pray, but that is a huge blessing, a huge answer to those families' prayer. So we are just so blessed. We serve a God of miracles, by the way. Amen? We serve a God of miracles. And so today, as we join together, would you please stand? I'm going to pray, and we are going to start by just thanking God for our freedom. The Word of God says it was for freedom that Christ set you
free.
So don't be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Praise God. God, we thank you, Father. We've come into this house today to worship you. We thank you, Father. We are free as believers. We are free as Americans. Father, we bless you today. We thank you as we join together. We've come here, Father, not even to hear ourselves sing. We are singing to you. We are worshiping you, the one true God. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Are you ready to worship?
Amen.
All right, that's pretty good. Are you ready to worship?
Amen.
Because don't make me call on my balcony up there because they are ready to worship. Are you guys ready to worship up there? See that? I love that. So we are going to sing about free. And Angie, if you'll start us with the count, we're going to be ready to go here. Let's go. Start that again. Let's do that one more time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As we go into this next song, as we started this service, I was so reminded, even as we practiced today, the name of the song, He is Faithful.
Amen.
Amen. He is faithful. Even if at times we don't understand, and we wonder, God, like, what's taking so long? We haven't learned at times to live at the speed of God, have we? But I'll tell you what, He is faithful. And again, I bring back and I see Mike and Liz are with us today. He is faithful. How are you guys doing? I'll tell you what, a true answer to prayer. We're continuing to pray for Nick. We already prayed for him and for your family. But He is faithful. And He showed Himself once again. He is faithful. Mike and Liz especially, we don't always understand. But God is faithful. Despite the circumstances, despite the good and despite the bad, He is faithful. Amen?
Amen.
So this is a rev-up song. I'm going to guess this may be the only church in America where we sing this song, but we love this song. It is powerful because it declares the power and the will of God. He is faithful. Amen, church? He is faithful. Let's going to sing this together.
Healing right now, He is hope and
Proclaim, you've opened heaven's gates. That our lives will never be the same. Amen. We tore the night apart and ripped the silent skies in half, your glory breaking through the dark. And here our worlds collide, divinity and man confined. This great design drawn out for me.
God, we just come before you this morning with an attitude of thankfulness. God, we are so thankful, God, that you sent a heart for Nick.
Amen.
They're not easy things to find. And God, I consider it a miracle that one was found and one was sent.
Amen.
And we asked and we sang. I don't know if it was last Sunday or the Sunday before. That we just praised you, God, that you would provide. And God, we continue to believe, God, and we declare and decree from this place that his body, Nick's body, shall not reject the heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we bind sickness and we bind any germ that would want to attach to his body and destroy what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree from this place complete and total success and a completely full life for Nick. In Jesus' name. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we have homes to live in that have heat in them. And food on the table and clothes on our back. And we actually have floors in our homes. There are people around the world that have none of that. And they don't know where their next meal's coming from. God, we thank you that we live in a blessed nation. We thank you, God, for your mercy that you have extended, especially to the sleeping church in this hour. That we have gone so far away from you, but yet you have extended your mercy and given us time to wake up and understand that our freedoms are being threatened right now. You even use the plots of the enemy to wake up the church. You even throw some of us in jail. Sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes it takes difficulty for us to wake up and realize that we need a God and a Savior. That we need a miracle. That we need His hand on our lives. It's sickness oftentimes that brings us to our knees in thankfulness for our health. You got to know right now that there's an authority that God has given to the church. And we have to step up and take it. We have to step up and take it. We have to step up and decree the word of the Lord over this nation right now. If we do not step up and fight this battle, our freedoms will be lost. Do you know that? Do you know that, church? I'm just reminding you because we can't give up. This battle has been long and it's been arduous. And can I tell you, the Senate race on January 5th, our freedoms depend on those two senators getting elected. Do you understand that? Do you understand that we are this close to going into socialism? Do you understand what that means? Do you understand that there is a line being drawn in the sand right now across the world? Do you know that the end is hastening right now? And this is not gloom and doom. This is a great time to be alive. It is not a time to put our heads in the sand and pretend like, oh, it'll all work out. God needs every one of us to step into this battle and pray. If you remember in Joshua 10, when Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still, and do you remember the word says, and there has been no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Can I tell you, we are in a day where God is answering the prayers and decrees of His people just like He did in the day that Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stop so they could win the battle. There should be some excitement about what God is doing and what we're called to do right now. And if you don't know what to do, show up here on Thursday nights. If you don't know what to do, come and talk to me. I'll give you some information and I'll give you things to follow. Because let me tell you, church, the enemy is stealing away even the elect. And there is a spirit of deception that's moving across the earth right now. And there, it'll never be the same. I love what Angie said. Thank you, God, that things will never be the same. In that very second, I was thinking, things will never be the same. It'll never be the same. This isn't ever going to be like what it used to be for decades ago. God is calling us into war. He is calling us to take our place. How many of you know? And I know that all of you believe. You know, we're coming into the season of Christmas. And how many of you know that all of hell was shaking when Christ was born on Christmas Day? The conqueror arrived on the earth. And what he was about to do could never be changed. And it was made available to all mankind to step into that authority, to step into that place of being an overcomer, to step into that place of all authority has been given to me. And he has given us authority over all the power of the enemy. But you got to take it. You got to exercise it. You got to do something about it. And it doesn't matter where you're at in your life. The game is on. The war is on right now. I'm going to remind us, and I'm going to remind us, and I'm going to remind us. And I've been saying, you've got to find your voice. You have got to find your voice. And if you've got to go outside and stand on your porch and start declaring the victory belongs to the Lord, then you got to do it. Can I tell you? I do it. I drive an hour and a half, about 3 days a week, to declare it from the headwaters of this state. About 3 days a week. And I declare that the victory is the Lord's. I declare that the waters are overflowing the hiding place. I declare that the lightning of God and the power of God is striking down the enemy right now. And all of hell's power and all of hell's angels are under my foot. And I've been given a promise in Joshua 10. That we're to put our feet on the neck of our enemies. That is a word for this house, and I hope you're doing it. I hope you're praying and taking authority over all of hell right now, because there is an authority on your voice and your prayer and your decree. You know, I believe every word I say. I do. I believe that this is a great time to be alive. And we have a president of the United States of America who has gone against all odds. I declare the lightning is striking the swamp. I declare that the lightning is striking the pedophilia and the child sex trafficking in this nation. That God is striking with the lightning rod all of hell right now in this nation. And there will not be one thing that shall not be overturned and discovered. And the people will be put behind bars in the name of Jesus. If you don't know what I'm talking about, come and see me. We have to follow what's going on in our nation right now. We have to follow it, church. You have to engage. And even President Trump said last night, the Republicans are too nice. Well, can I tell you, you church people are too nice. You're too nice. We need to get a righteous indignation and start the fight. How many of you know that what Jesus did, it wasn't free. It cost him everything, and he had to engage in this war. He had to engage to overcome. And that was the word in Joshua 10.
Right.
It's not a popular message right now. But if you're tired of politics, repent. If you're tired of politics, repent. Because we need to engage in this war. This group of people right here, these young people, these two guys over here, they depend. You can engage too, but the rest of us, we're supposed to be leading the way. And we're supposed to be praying and engaging in this battle. The future of our young people and my grandchildren and your grandchildren depend on it. So God, I pray God for strength to come into the body right now. It's been long and it's been hard, and there's been a lot of stuff that's been pushed down on people. And I curse COVID-19 again, and I'll continue to curse it in Jesus' mighty name. God, forgive us where we agreed with hell, where this disease was released on mankind. God, I pray for a strength to resound in our hearts for your word to come up within us like fire shut up in our bones, that we can't keep our mouth shut, that we need to speak. We need to come forward with truth. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you cover and protect the whistleblowers that are coming out right now and testifying under oath to what's going on. We thank you, God, that you're taking down voter fraud in Jesus' name. And God, that you are causing and requiring not only the church, but our politicians to stand up for truth.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a clean sweep. If they're not going to stand for the Constitution, then remove them from office in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that you're bringing your church into alignment. You're bringing the houses of God into a position of truth for the end times. Every church that is mentioned in the seven churches in Revelation, God is bringing before them. But this is what I have against you. This is what you need to repent for. And then he reminds them that when you come into alignment with me, you will overcome. So I declare over this house, we have overcome in Jesus' name. God, we love you. We thank you, God. We are an ears to hear church. Amen.
Amen.
God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that you are striking this nation. And I declare victory. I declare victory for our president in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You guys can be seated. Give the Lord a hand. Just get a little excited. Act like you mean it. Act like you're not tired. It's a privilege to come to church and worship God. It's a privilege to come together and pray together and agree together for the goodness, the greatness, and the power of God. I don't know about you, but I didn't come to be entertained. I don't come to church to be entertained. I come to church to come together with this family because I know that this house can move heaven and earth with the power of God. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. The faithful church. Revelation 3, chapter 7. Chapter 3, verse 7. Just the church in Philadelphia, just find it. Praise the Lord. You guys help me get fired up. Because I can't be anything else when I come in here. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.